Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Well, that'd be us here at Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police GLOW show. Please welcome back to the seat after holiday sickness and whatever else she's been up to, Senior Constable Gabby Tyack.
I love Madonna.
Do you?
Yes. Happy birthday, Madonna.
Happy birthday, Madonna. Sitting alongside, who's doing just as well, and all looking policey today, is Acting Sergeant.
You've forgotten who I am.
Electra Wallens. I know who you are, but the script I'm reading doesn't say your name. So you're not here, actually.
I'm a figment of your imagination.
Yes. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Now, she's been in here before. And I tell you what, she's all front today, and we're talking a little bit about that, but she is our special guest, and it's Senior Constable Catherine Barrett, who's the Northcote Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Gabby, what's on for the show today?
Well, we're going to be talking to Kath about some things that are going on at Northcote, some ways to protect your home from burglaries, hopefully, going to do the usual Crime Stoppers, and also talking about some operations, which I think Electra mentioned last week, that we're doing around the state.
Botox, is that what you're talking about? Oh, not that type of operation.
Talk about that when I was away?
No, we didn't at all.
Well, maybe we should.
Okay, we could do that. All right, if you'd like to say hello to us today, you can. It's quite simple, really. 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. Andy's at the front desk on 1300-JOY-949. Also, give it up for Brandon for doing the morning show and Shannon for Joy News. They're all pretty cool too, aren't they?
They're always good.
All right. I've used my pretty cools up for the show, so no more of that. What's coming up in police news? We might as well go straight to that, Gab.
Sure. I think Electra was talking about some operations we're doing around the state, public safety operations, and yesterday in Footscray we did Operation Omni, where Transit Safety Police were using walkthrough metal detectors and handheld wands to conduct random searches at Footscray Railway Station as part of Operation Omni. And under the control of Weapons Act, Victoria Police has declared the station a designated area for a weapons search. The operation aims to prevent weapon-related crime by removing knives and other weapons from the community.
A Transit Safety Division Acting Inspector Craig Schnell said the weapons search was one of nine separate operations targeting the areas of public transport system as part of Operation Safe Travel, which is a three-week blitz, which we talked about last week. And the acting inspectors actually went on to say the vast majority of people travelling on public transport do the right thing, he said, but there are a small number who think that it's okay to behave in an antisocial way and has an impact on the safety of other travellers. This behaviour simply isn't good enough, and Operation OMI is just another way we have been able to target these people.
The inspector further states that if you carry a weapon on public transport, you are in fact placing yourself in increased danger. If you carry a knife or any other weapon, chances are that sooner or later you're going to have it used against you, or you may have to in fact use it yourself. Anyone caught carrying a prohibited weapon in a public place faces a fine up to $1,000. Operation Safe Travel is about making the public transport system even safer. The three-week blitz will run from the 11th of August to the 2nd of September and will focus on drugs, alcohol and antisocial behaviour.
Well, there you go.
And it's on trains, trams and bus networks. So anywhere you are, there could be police, they could be in plain clothes, they could be in uniform, and they'll be looking at you trying to see who's got weapons on them to try to make sure that the environment's safe for everybody.
They'll be looking at you, you'll be looking at them, they'll be looking at
everyone
you.
Everyone will be looking at everyone.
This guy wants to pick me up. What do you call a public place?
That's a very good question. You were onto those today. What's happened? You've had the good question drink.
What?
A public place basically is open to the public. So we can look at it that it can basically be, there's different definitions for roads and those sort of areas, but a public place in very simple terms is it's accessible to everyone from the public that can access it normally. So in other words, it's can be a street, can be a footpath, can be right up to basically someone's front line of their property. It can also be, even though it's a service station, here's a good example from a public place, even though a service station is owned privately, but because the public use that area to access to fuel up, that's deemed to be a public place. So in very other simple terms, it's any place that's within sight or view of by other public members as well.
So why don't they just make it, you just can't carry a knife anywhere. Why just a public place?
Well, there's exemptions. There's further exemptions to this and how weapons work, because obviously there are some trades where they may need to carry a knife or a box cutter or other items or other weapons, and they need that for their work. So part of this, of what we're talking about, and we can do a special on that specifically about around weapons, because there is a lot of differences there and about what exemptions there are, but this is specifically for the public, for a public forum in public transport, so which is a total ban. There's no necessity for them to be there whatsoever unless they have a particular exemption. So we can talk about that another day.
We can do that. Any other comments? No?
Just don't carry any weapons.
Don't carry any weapons. Got
They're
any
not safe.
Got any questions, you can let us know. 0427JOY949. We've got the first lot of Vic Crimes up next.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby, Electra, and Catherine. The Vic Police Glow Show is a partnership between Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, the Anti-Violence Project, and Crime Stoppers Victoria. And each week we talk about crimes, courtesy of Crime Stoppers Victoria. Gab?
Wolf and Obscene Exposure at Frankston on the 21st of May last year.
And the case reference for this is CA5410.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of an emergency and you can't speak. ring 000.
And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Don't misunderstand me, 'cause I want you. I see you on the floor, baby, I want you.
And I want you to send some messages in, which some people have been doing, 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Keep sending them in, and towards the end of the show, we'll answer all your questions for you. Well, I won't. The girls will, because they're really good. And the girls here being today are Acting Sergeant Electra Wellens, Senior Constable Gabby Tyack, and also our special guest today, who's the Northcote Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, Senior Constable Catherine Barrett. And I must say, you're looking pretty fine in that uniform, girl.
Thank you, Paul.
Because you are in, you're everything. Today, you are a full-fledged copper, aren't you?
I am. I've got my full kit on, and we're currently moving away from having our equipment on our belts, and we're moving away to, we've got the integrated operational equipment vest.
Yes. Now, you've got this vest that basically, I guess if a bloke was wearing one, it would be a bit flatter. You've got one, which I guess is designed to
mould the shape of a female.
Correct. Yeah. But you've also got little pockets that you can put things in, just like as if you were at a disco.
I know, a little bit like a handbag, Paul, but I think ultimately it's to put your day books and your stuff in here. I do have a little pocket here
Absolutely.
Lip gloss in one pocket.
Absolutely. The Victoria Police female uniform has lacked pockets, so quite realise how excited we are to actually have somewhere to put a notebook or anything else that might be additional.
It's a personalised handbag.
It is.
Yeah. So years ago,
that you can't forget to pick up when you leave.
That's
it's
right.
It's on you all the time. Nothing more embarrassing, Paul, than leaving your handbag at a job.
Yes. Nothing more embarrassing than about to chase a crook. Hang on, I just want to do my lipstick. Are police allowed to wear lipstick, like makeup?
Sunscreen, lip balms usually.
Okay. All right. So you carry all those things. Now, looking at you today, because you look very fully equipped, you've got the vest.
Let's not take this the wrong way, will we, Paul?
You can think whatever you want, my friend. So you've got a short sleeve shirt on. You've got one of these vests on.
Yep, it's a Kevlar vest, ballistic vest.
Looks a bit like a sort of like a riot vest, I guess, in one sense. It's pretty full on, isn't it?
It is, but it's giving us ultimate protection from anything that we may face out there.
And you've even got a pink pen.
I do have a pink pen and my glow badge.
And your
course.
Pink glow badge, yes. And you've got the CB radio thing connected
radio,
to you.
Aspatin.
What's an aspatin?
Which is our expandable baton.
Ah.
We carry OC spray.
Okay.
And also my firearm, of course.
I was just going to say, it looks like you're packing there.
Yep.
And are we allowed to have a look at your firearm?
No. It just does not come out of the holster.
From a distance, mainly.
From a distance.
Well, you just stand over there and I'll stand over here. Now that I know you're packing, I'll be nicer to you. with your gun anyway, and you've got clips on it and stuff like that, whatever you do with your gun, I'm assuming you have to explain?
Of course, yeah. No, it would only ever be taken out if we anticipate extreme danger or anticipating a loss of life to ourselves or another member or a member of the public. So it would only be in extreme danger.
So, Paul, Kath's carrying a number of different types of equipment and we use the certain types depending on what level of threat we have against us. So you would start with the aspatin. We've got OC spray and then you've got the firearm. So you would really not want to be using a firearm. That's only in the most extreme circumstances. We'd reach for the baton or the spray first, but if we were really under threat or someone else was, that's when we reach for our firearm.
You'd be really good on a game show because as Gabby was telling me all that, you were sort of showing me all the little bits and pieces.
Demonstrating.
Now, you're sitting in that chair quite awkward. What's it like when you sit in a police car with all this stuff on you?
Look, it is a very cosy fit, but I think I carry my firearm on my thigh, which gives me a lot more comfort sitting down in a car as a driver.
Okay, now Gab, I can recall you telling us a story once that you still sit on a bit of a lean.
I do. I still sit in my car with it leaning to the left because of all the years I had my firearm on my right hip. Because the firearm would sort of poke into the side of the seat and so you'd be sort of pushed up and over a little bit and I still sit like that.
I think that is the idea of the vest now too, is it's taking a lot of the weight from around your waist and freeing up the movement there, and you carry your equipment on the actual vest itself.
So is this the first time you've worn a vest like this?
First time.
Well, the ones that have got the pockets up where your breasts are, I guess, is one way to put it.
Prior to this, we wore a covert vest, so I've always worn a vest underneath my shirt.
Okay. Now, is it, not that I want anyone to test it out, but is it bulletproof?
It is.
It is?
Yeah, Kevlar, which is, it's got panels on the front, back and shoulders.
As long as they hit those spots, you're right. Any questions that you'd like to ask Catherine today, you can 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We are going to be talking to Catherine today. Do you want to do that now still? Yes? About crime prevention.
Oh, we'll go into a whole segment about crime prevention. But Kath works at Northcote and she's got a history in crime prevention. She's also worked in the District Intelligence Unit. So she's got a lot of history about what you can do to protect yourself, make sure your house is safe, to do everything you can to prevent becoming a victim of crime. So I think we'll probably spend a whole segment on that.
Okay. Or you could just get one of those vests. Maybe that'll protect you.
Well, I think because she's really wearing her own personal handbag, I think it's going to become quite trendy and the general public might be thinking of trying to get one too.
There you go. Gone are the days where you had to carry around that little black handbag that you were made to carry back in the day of 1973.
Christine Nixon spoke about that, didn't she?
Day right. You're right. Where are your handcuffs? I haven't seen them. Oh, they're there as well.
She's
got everything. All right. Questions, like I said, on air at joy.org.au or you can give Andy a call on 1300 569 949. You're on the Vic Police Close Show.
Joy 94.9.
Well, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby, Electra and Catherine. Keep those messages coming in. We'll get to them shortly. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Andy's on the front desk, 1300JOY949. As part of our relationship with Crime Stoppers Victoria, it's our second lot of crimes.
A theft and assault at Paran on the 13th of May this year.
CA5815 is the code for that one.
And remember, Paul, we don't need to know who you are.
Just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Well, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby, Electra and Catherine, who's our special guest today. You've been a member of the Victoria Police for 11 years, working at Sunshine, Coburg and Northcote police stations, and you're currently a glow down at the Northcote district?
Yes, in Northcote.
A big hello going out to the Northcote 307 unit. If you're driving around, hello. If you're not driving around, what are you doing? Get back to work. Now, you're here to tell us, I guess, how to keep our homes safe, like from burglaries.
That's right.
And stuff like that.
Look, it's most of the crime that does occur is quite opportunistic. So the best chance we have of getting reducing crime is actually to make people aware that there's some really simple things they can do to improve the safety around home. And I think one of the biggest things is, you know, having a look at your home outside and making sure that your trees are trimmed back neatly so that you're not obscuring a lot of your windows and things and entry points that an offender may get through. And making sure, basically, your windows and your doors are locked. A lot of the times we'll go to these homes and they've gained entry through a window that was open. So that's a really important thing to remember is when you leave your house, even if it's just for 5 minutes, make sure that you close and lock all your windows and doors.
And even if you're just going out the backyard to hang out the washing and you've left the front door open or a side door or a window open, people will take that opportunity, those couple of minutes when you're out of the way, to break in and grab whatever they can get.
That's right. Often they're just walking down the street and they might be, you know, might have an offender walking down the street looking for that opportunity, and he's seen that, you know, two houses, and he'll look at yours, there's a window or an open door, he'll run in, grab what they can or she, and they've gone.
Prevention is obviously better than cure.
That's right.
But let's just say I am out in the backyard putting the washing out on the line, trying to save electricity from using the dryer. And I've then come inside and someone's in my house. What should I do?
Look, immediately, your safety is the most important thing. So we recommend that you never confront an offender, that you put yourself outside the back, maybe lock that door and put yourself in a position that you're safe. Immediately ring 000. Do not hesitate. A lot of people do get a bit concerned. Do I ring the police station? Do I ring 000? Ring 000 immediately.
Okay, I don't carry my phone wherever I go, because I'm not attached to it. So what do I do? I'm out in the backyard, scared.
Is there another way out from the backyard, perhaps down the driveway, so you can go to a neighbour's or something like that? Or you can perhaps, if you're agile enough, to be able to climb the fence, if you happen to have the rails your side of the fence, it makes for an easy ladder. But just think about, and this is something that we always talk about in crime prevention, is about developing a safety plan for yourself. So imagine something, if something like that happened to you, what would you do? And that's a big preventative thing. Whatever it is, if you're going down the street or you're out late at night, start thinking about how I get there, how do I get home, what if this happened, how would I react, what would I best do? Because that way it gives you in good stead without realizing you're actually practicing what you might do in those circumstances. And that's why, even if you look at fire alarms, that's why they do all that development around that. It's the same thing for crime.
Walking on the street, I mean, I always think to myself, well, if someone was to come up to me now, this is what I do. But when I'm at home, you get comfortable. I guess you don't expect anyone to invade you, your privacy.
I think what most... Look, if an offender is going into a home, he does not, or she does not, want you to be there. So ultimately, if they are confronted, they will usually flee themselves. So we, you know, do not confront them, do not pursue them, call 000 instantly. This is the other thing, is a lot of offenders will knock on the door to see if someone's home. And a lot of people hide and say, oh, I won't answer the door, it's a salesman or it's whatever. Make yourself visible, especially if it's nighttime. Don't open the door. Leave the security door locked, turn an outside light on, or ask who it is through a locked door. Make yourself known to be home, and they're more likely to go somewhere else. They don't want you to be there.
What about if you're a little bit vulnerable, say like an older person, and then that person then knows that you're in there alone? I mean, what do you do then?
Security doors, these are things that it's good to have a look and have a think about your home security and keep the security door secured, locked at all times, and only answer through the door.
Yes, I'm amazed how many people have security doors and they never lock them. What's the point of having them?
Absolutely. And look, it's a first line of defence, a security door, especially as the weather's starting to get a bit warm now. Spring comes upon us, we like to air the house a little bit more. Have it locked. It's a very simple thing. And really, if you notice what it's like to be on a lot of one side, you actually can't see in on a lot of screen doors. So actually, you can see them very well, but they actually can't see you. So there's a lot of great reasons to have security doors, but it is a first line of defence, because if you open your solid door and you can't see who's there, that screen door may already be opened and straight away they can push on you and come inside your house, whereas a security door is that line of defence.
And if you've got locks on your windows, or if you have the lock for the security door, don't leave the keys in the lock where they can be seen, but have them nearby so if you need to get out in an emergency and need to open things, you can access that key. But a crook looking in a window sees the key in the window lock will just break the window, turn the lock, and they're in straight away. And same with the door. If there's a window beside the door, they'll just smash through that, open the key, turn the key and get in through the lock screen door.
Do you recommend alarm systems?
Alarm systems are ideal, as long as they're activated. Again,
and dogs.
And dogs, fantastic.
And most importantly about alarms as well, that we recommend them. As far as police are concerned, it must go back to a monitored alarm base before we will actually respond. So there's different levels of how we actually respond on priority. So if it's a back-to-base monitored alarm, that gives us priority where they can confirm that the house is actually legitimate, that it's been broken into, then we actually respond over just an audible alarm where we won't respond to as a priority at all.
I think the important thing that to remember is most people have these extra security measures available to them already. As Gabby was saying, they've already got window locks on their windows, but they're not using them. They're not utilising what they have. So it's a matter of remembering, secure your windows, lock them, remove the keys, same from your doors, and also to activate your alarm system. Even if it's only 5 minutes, it only takes a short period of time for somebody to get in and grab your valuables.
We're currently having a chat with Senior Constable Catherine Barrett, who's one of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers down at Northcote. Heaps of questions coming in, and we'll be asking them next. We'll be asking you them next, answering them for you. That's right. 0427 Joy 949. We've got more crimes up next right here on Joy 94.9.
Crime Stoppers, Victoria Police and Joy 94.9, working together to keep our community safe.
On Monday 22nd of February last year, a man misplaced his wallet at the Frankston Shopping Centre. It's alleged that within the next 24 hours, his stolen credit card was used to buy goods at seven different shops throughout the southeastern suburbs. Go to crimestoppers.com.au to view images of a man police would like to question. Report confidentially online or call 1800 333 000.
Joy 94.9, working to help make our community safe.
And we're continuing to do that here on the Vic Police Glow Show. Thanks for that, Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. We do have our next set of crimes.
Okay, we have two wanted. One's for Leanne Vett Nguyen and the second is for William Harold Ackers.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000.
And remember,
you see something,
say something.
And you can call 1-300-569-949 today or send an SMS 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. And if you've got one of those fancy app things, well, basically all you do is you just go onto it and send stuff and it says your name and address and bank account. Now, it doesn't say any of that at all. But it does it all for you, basically. If you want more information, get across to joy.org.au. You are on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack, Electra Wellens, and our special guest today, Senior Constable Catherine Barrett from the Northcote branch. And there's a plethora of questions coming in for you, my dear. This one would have to be the most important one, though, I think, coming from John, who says he'd like to know if you've made any awesome cupcakes lately.
That's from my fabulous boss out at Northcote. Yes, no, I haven't. I have been letting the team down a bit. I do love to bake and have not done any this week.
Okay, because if you had done any this week and hadn't brought any in for me, I'd be very upset.
And off air, we actually had a further discussion and an invitation to Kat, seeing now she's being dobbed in that she's a bit of a baker and she puts her hand up that she loves to have a bake, that with the up-and-coming bake-off, I think Victoria Police might have another entry for this year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what I've put myself into, but
we'll have a chat
thanks,
later.
Boss, for that.
Raising money for Pride March Victoria.
Oh,
what
fantastic.
A great idea. Could do a big replica of your vest. Now...
in pink.
One from Jenny who says, in lieu of the London riots, do you think the police acted accordingly during and after the riots?
Well, that's a very good question that I can't actually answer from Victoria Police point of view. And it's very hard for any police force to actually answer because what we see is only what's been reproduced by the media. We don't know what their operation, what their tactical responses were. So we're not in a position. But very interesting enough, there's some very distinct differences between England and Australia, and particularly our police force. Currently within Victoria, we have one police force that services the whole state. Within the UK, there is different constabularies. So you might have the London Metropolitan Police, but also they might have the Yorkshire Local Constabulary, and it differs. So they actually all have different requirements and reporting differences and how they actually operate. So it's a lot different from mobilising and communicating. It's different sequence of events that's involved in the UK versus here.
And we do have specialised police within Victoria Police trained specifically to respond to things like that as well. And one of our GLOWs, Gerard De Leon, who will be coming on the show in the next month or two, works for the Operations Coordination...
Operational Response Unit.
That's the one I got mixed up with all my little letters there. But he works for them and they travel around the state and respond to different things that are going on, public order issues. So they're the sorts of police that would respond to these things.
We also have like a critical response unit as well. So they're equipped to respond very quickly. But there's specific units within Victoria Police, just like in England, do receive specific training on how to deal with riots and other behaviour as well.
Jenny also asks, do we really need that second tier police force, which is basically, you've just said, why we need it, because they're trained different, I guess.
Yeah, they have specialised training. We all have training in those areas, but there are units that are specialised and have much more training than the average police officer.
Earlier on in the show, when we introduced Catherine, we were talking about her fabulous uniform and her nice vest that can carry her lip gloss in. Don in Paran says, given that the police uniform will soon change to a, was it, say the word for me?
Well, it's really going to, well, it says paramilitary, doesn't it?
Yes.
Paramilitary black.
What's that mean?
Well, the colour. It's the colour.
Ah, okay, it's the name of the colour. Okay, when did you say black? Will the blue-white check pattern seen on the police logo on the car signs be changed to black and white, you know, like to be consistent and all?
The answer is no, because it's not going to be a black uniform. Sorry to be very specific and about that, but it's actually going to be quite a dark midnight blue. But if we relay that question, will it be a dark midnight blue change over to? At this stage, I haven't heard any word about that in regards. I think it's low on the priority list. It's more about equipping our members that they're capable to respond to all activities for their own occupational health and safety, and also for the Victorian community, that we have a police force that look professional, has a consistent uniform, and we can really do our jobs with confidence and with the capabilities of the equipment that we're carrying is safe, and we don't cause injuries to ourselves. So that's a whole movement behind that. Like we said before, police women never used to even have pockets in their pants. So, and on our shirts, for many years, we've never even had a pocket on our shirt. So there's a... We're moving forward.
And now we can carry our lip gloss.
My goodness,
so it's all good.
All right. Well, that question actually was for Catherine. So thanks, Catherine. Perhaps Don in Paran is a... who knows, a graphic artist and wants to change all the stuff on the cop cars. Franca once we were talking about security in homes and about what's a good thing to do when somebody answers the door. She suggests that peepholes in the door are really good too, so you could sort of see who's there.
Absolutely spot on, and thank you, Franca, because that's a really easy one to drill a hole, and you can buy them at any hardware store and insert them yourself or get someone to do it that's a little bit more handier with the drill, perhaps.
Yes. Question for Kath. Can personal toys be too loud when it comes to noise complaints? And I guess this is quite a good question, because if you're in units or sort of that close confined thing, and you've got a very active sexual person who lives next door, perhaps having a turnstile at the front, lots of noise, likes to ooh and ah. Can you complain about something like that?
I think we can take toys there as well, Paul, that it might be just a motorised toy that's also a car that can be quite loud, or a little aeroplane or a helicopter that could be quite loud as well. So there's a variety of applications when there's a noise complaint, definitely.
Sorry, I just got all excited. Sexual on us. Yeah.
Okay. Look, either way, if it's a problem for the person, a problem for the neighbour, there's definitely ways that we can assist, especially at the moment, that we can now refer matters of low-level neighbourhood disputes to the Dispute Settlement Centre. We have a new dispute resolution service available. So any noise that you can hear in a habitable room, a room that you're living in any time of the day, bedroom, lounge room sort of area, yourself, if you can hear noise coming from next door, we can attend if we deem it to be unreasonable at the time.
How do you judge someone's sexual activity, if it's sexual activity, yep, say, for instance, unreasonable?
It's not the activity. It's actually the volume or the level of noise that's been admitted from the room. So if we can hear toys, what we call motorised toys, radios, any sort of electrical equipment, she might be using a personal sander, that could be what they're referring to, anything like that, any electrical equipment that we can hear outside during, there are certain times that you can and can't operate machinery of any description, but
so this falls under the EPA and the local EPA, council, yeah, as well, and it's also a breach of the peace. So the police actually have a lot of powers in regards to the breach of the peace, and this, the same way we treat even a low noise, and I know you were talking about other applications of it, but each case is dealt exactly the same, mm-hmm, that if it is being offensive, we have to see if it is reasonable, and we go through some steps as well. As far as the other one that you were sort of hinting at, as far as a sexual concern, there's always a concern for people's safety, and the police will actually investigate to make sure that there are consenting people involved as well. So there's a lot of different applications, but we do respond each time, and we can actually issue a penalty notice in regards to that as well, and we also have a power of entry as well.
Well, I'd get no penalty notices on that sort of noise, I guess. Woe is me.
What are you trying to say, Paul?
Oh, you know how it is. So it really goes by noise level, really. So it's not really the act of whatever's happening at the time.
Noise level.
It's just the noise level. So if you were using a sand grinder and it was low, then nobody's going to really care. But if you were having, a party. I was going to say orgy. But, but a party, it becomes a disturbance of the peace, doesn't it?
Obviously, that we need to be reasonable when people are conducting business and their renovations and those sorts of things. There's limits, time limits, but when it comes to, how reasonable is the party? How reasonable is the noise? If the neighbour deems it to be unreasonable, then we deem it, we go and hear it, and they can still, we think it's unreasonable.
There's also, also an offensive behaviour, and that also includes if there's offensive language actually occurring, and that can be offensive to the police, it can be offensive to any other members of the public. And remember how we talked about the application of being within public, so within public hearing, what is normal and what's reasonable. If someone finds it quite offensive, then it's clearly an offence for the police to pursue.
Well, yes, all this classical music going on next door really annoys me. Can I be offended about that?
That's not offensive, but if it's unreasonable, we'll ask you to turn it down. If you don't, that's when the EPA issues will
come. It's got to be noisy.
Unreasonable.
Mind you, I don't mind classical music.
But if that's an issue for your neighbour, this is where it falls into the Dispute Settlement of Victoria, where you're finding that the type of music that's being used is constantly might be playing the same record over and over and over again. Someone gets a favourite song and it's the same one and it's being played over and over and over again. And it becomes an issue. The Dispute Settlement of Victoria, these are the type of things, and it's been set up to take that away from operational policing. As an option.
Very quickly, do these record a criminal offence if you're convicted?
No, that's the idea, is early intervention to help both parties resolve the matter without actually police needing to get involved.
Okay. Gab, quickly.
If there is a criminal offence, that's when we are involved, and that's what we're talking about, minor issues that aren't criminal offences that are referred to this resolution centre.
Okay, a couple of announcements and we'll be wrapping up right here on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's biggest gay voice has a fresh new sound. Joy 94.9.
Make sure you tune throughout the week of the fresh new sound here at Joy 94.9. More information about what's going on, you can get across to joy.org.au. A quick question in for you, Kath. I've lost my rabbit, and am I allowed to go and check my neighbour's yard for it? Or I guess you could say the kids have hit the ball over the backyard. Can I go into my neighbour's yard and get it?
Technically, no. So what you'd be best to do is go and knock on your neighbour's door and get permission first.
Okay, neighbours aren't home. My kid's crying, wants the ball. My rabbit could be getting eaten by their dog.
All these things, look, you can't enter somebody's property. It's perceived to be that's where we're talking about public-private space. It's a private area, so you're not allowed to enter any area without permission.
Cool. And just to recap on what we were saying before, when the police come to, we're talking about noises from instruments and noises from parties, two different things, aren't they, when you have to look at
them? Yeah, there's different environments of what we talked about. We talked about a lot of different issues and the applications of how they actually must be. But basically, if you have something that you're finding quite offensive, please contact police, because it is an offence if you're finding it quite offensive. And the police will respond and deal with that as we need to deal with it. And we will allocate whether or not we have enough evidence to pursue that as being offensive, or that we may go down the dispute settlement lines now, where we have one party who signs an agreement that they will go to the dispute settlement to deal with that with their neighbours. So it's a great option.
Okay, very quickly before we go, what's happening down in Northcote at the moment?
We've had quite a few bicycle thefts at the moment around. So people that are chaining bicycles up, thinking they're doing the right thing, actually having some locks cut. So it's a good time to remind people to mark their bike, which they can do very simply by using their Victorian driver's licence number. Either they can engrave that underneath with the V and their driver's licence number, or come down to the police station for some advice, and we can assist them there at Northcote by doing that.
And if you do that and the bike happens to get found, it can be returned to you.
We get a lot of very honest people who find the bikes later on and bring them into the police station, and that is, we have no other way of returning it unless they've got some sort of identification number.
Okay, Senior Constable Catherine Barrett, I hope your new uniform thing goes well, your vest and everything else that you've got
there.
Thank you. Gabby, what's on for next week?
We have someone from police recruitment who's on to promote the new PSOs jobs that are coming up.
What else? That's it?
I want to shout out to my partner, Jill, who's got my terrible flu, and she's at home with our sick cat as well.
Well, that's terrible for you for doing that. Electra, final words?
No, look forward to seeing everyone again. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Okay, we'll speak to you next week. You can also send us an email during the week at glow@joy.org.au. That's GOOO@joy.org.au. And Catherine, I expect some cupcakes next time you're in. You're on Joy 94.9.
Wherever we live, work and play, safety affects all parts of our lives.
Community safety is everyone's responsibility, and there are things we can do to make our homes, workplaces, streets, neighbourhoods and communities safer.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
More of your favourite shows.
Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.